Hey, welcome back. This is Carlos Cavallo from The Dating Advice Guru. That's datingadviceguru.com. I'm glad to have you back. I just witnessed a total solar eclipse. For those of you in the Northern Hemisphere that were aware of this particular event, and I'm sure it's going to date this podcast quite well, it was a great event. It was a very spectacular thing to experience. It kind of makes you feel small in a lot of ways, which made me think about, well, how do we get noticed when you feel small? Sometimes we feel so minuscule, we want to feel like we're important. Everyone has a need to feel important. And sometimes the most important sign of your importance is how you feel in a relationship. Do you want to get a guy to notice you? Well, guess what? I've got five fun loving ways. That's right. We got five ways to get a guy to notice you. Because human beings, we crave attention. It's how we feel validated by the people around us. It's a way to know that you matter to someone else. And we also want to know that we are attractive to other people, right? If we're not getting noticed, we're not feeling attractive, which is why you sometimes want to make sure that the other person is noticing you. And you know what? We can sometimes do some pretty crazy stuff to get that noticing, don't we? Right? You'll do almost anything, including embarrassing yourself, just to get that attention. Now, I don't want you to embarrass yourself. That's why I'm talking to you today. I want to give you the right attention. I want you to get the right attention from the right kind of guys. Which brings me to another point about men's attention and how it functions. The bait you use will determine who it is you attract. Okay, this is a truism of pretty much anything, including fishing, of course, which is a great analogy or metaphor itself for the process of dating. The bait you put in that water is going to determine a lot about what comes up. Some fish are attracted to all bait. Some fish only want a certain kind of bait. Some guys are very drawn, almost compulsively, to sexual appearances. And these aren't always the guys you want to approach and to talk to, do you? Right? Because one of the complaints I get frequently from women is that men are superficial. It's very frequent that I hear that. He's only interested in sex, she says. Or he's not interested in who I am, just in getting into bed with me. But the truth is actually far different. If you're willing to look at it beyond the pain you felt in that moment of feeling either rejection or you feel the disappointment that you're not getting the style or the type of attention you want, the truth is actually very different. A man is more interested in sex up front than you are. It's true. It's just absolutely true. But that doesn't mean he'd just marry you because you'd boink him, all right? And you have to think about that for a second. He's looking to fulfill a biological need. Yes, a man has sex on the brain all the time. It's part of our biology. It's not just some perverse desire on his part, which again is how men are often judged. We're judged as being these dogs, these beings that can't control our sexual cravings and our sexual urges. Well, newsflash, there are very, very few organisms on the planet that can resist that because it's how we perpetuate the species. It's an imperative, as they say, a biological imperative. It's not you ought to or you should, okay? That's not how your brain thinks about sex. It's you have to. It's one of the most primal and important drives we have as human beings. And it's actually responsible for a great many fantastic things that we've accomplished. Believe it or not, the sexual urge is a force of energy in a man's life and in a woman's life. And yeah, I also hear from women that don't really get men because their moms didn't teach them the truth. These women sometimes think that guys are wrong or deviant for their natural biological imperative. So be careful about falling into this trap, right? If you know this up front, you can be more forgiving with them. It's a little bit like, well, quite honestly, it's a little like handling children. And I realize that analogy is, it's a little maybe on the nose, but it's also sometimes diminishing to men, but it can be true. I'll give you an example. Every single day, my kids know I'm going to tell them to clean up their room and go to bed at 8 o'clock. This really almost never changes, all right? It'll get later and later, I'm sure. But that particular deadline, that boundary, if you will, is right there in front of them every day. And what do they do almost every single time? Yeah, they whine and they complain about it like it's the first time I've ever said it. I know they're going to do that. I know they're going to complain about it. And when they do that, when they do complain and whine about it, I don't get annoyed. I just smile at them. I just smile. I nod my head and I say, you know that this is your responsibility every day. So acting like that tells me you aren't learning from your experience very well. or you're testing mine. And then that's actually more close to the truth. And then I'll ask my kids, I'll ask them, tell me why we do this every night. And then they kind of, you can see their shoulders drop a little bit and they relax and they're less contentious because they know. And they tell me because they do know why. And then they bounce off and they do the cleaning and they get ready for bed just like they should, because they're coming back into terms with, oh, okay, playtime's over. I got to do the required stuff now. You know a child is going to test his or her limits. They're going to do that, right? They're going to do it with you if you have kids of your own. So why do we as parents get all irritated? It's because we expect our kids to change their nature. But it's their nature to test. It's their nature to push those boundaries. And the same thing is true with guys. Guys push their limits. They have to see what they are. He tries to get soon as sex as he can. Then you politely push back with a playful sense of humor. You do, don't you? I hope so. He keeps trying. You keep delaying. Back and forth you go. And eventually, when he's finally proven his character and you share that desire with him, you let him in. That's the way it goes. That's the dance of love and sex. So when you get a guy to notice you, show a little backbone. Keep pushing him back a little bit. That's fine. And he will reward you with more interest. We bounce back with more interest. All right, let's dig into those five ways right now to get a guy to notice you. Get a guy to notice you, tip number one, give him opportunities. You have to make sure that you're within his sphere of attention in order for a guy to actually see you and take interest in you. Sometimes he genuinely is so thick, he's not really getting it, right? That you could make eye contact with him and just kind of wave at him and he'd still be completely oblivious. Some guys are like that, yeah. FYI, eye contact is not enough. And I'm gonna explain why about that in a second. So you really gotta think in terms of maximizing your opportunities. Sometimes giving him opportunities means walking right in front of him, being as obvious as humanly possible. Sometimes it means walking into him if that's what it takes, and I mean that. And if he doesn't respond to this, you can safely move on to happier hunting grounds because this guy probably ain't interested in you, all right? As a woman, you don't want to have to work too hard to catch his eye, because for every bit of effort that you put out to get him to pay attention to you, you wonder if you're noticeable. You wonder if you're overcompensating, you're taking away from that allure you want to have. You want guys, be honest, you want guys to just have every head in the room turned towards you when you walk into a room. No matter what you think, you do. Even guys want this, all right? Everybody wants that. You might think, oh no, I'd just be embarrassed. No, you do. And it's very funny to see somebody who says, no, I would never want that. And then sure enough, they admit after they walk into a room a few too many times with nobody noticing them, that they feel distinctly disappointed. So why? It's because you want that. Look, you're not a slut for doing a little bit of peacocking. It's just plain common sense that you gotta strut your stuff every so often. You gotta make yourself known. Sometimes it doesn't just fall on everybody in the room that there's this beautiful goddess that's just come in. You gotta make that thing happen. Okay, get him to notice you. Tip number two, invite his intentions. Okay, get him to notice you. Tip number two, invite his attention. You want to be inviting with your presence. Yes, eye contact is critical, but it's only part of the process of getting him to pay attention to you. Most women do realize that eye contact is a must. That's kind of a no-brainer, right? You get that intuitively. But how do you give that eye contact is just as important. Make sure that you make it obvious that you saw him, okay? Lock eyes for about 2 to 3 seconds, which will probably feel like forever to you, but it does. It takes that long for him to register what's actually happening in front of him. Guys are slow in this way. When it comes time to break eye contact, you look down and away. That's it. That's the complete formula there. When you look down and away, by the way, that's a universal signal that is not only demure and sexy, it invites him to pick up the ball and run with it from there. That's where you're handing it off to him to now pick it up and start the chase. So what else do you need to do when you use eye contact? Well, that brings me to tip number three, make him see you. Use your lips. No, not like that. Put those dirty thoughts away. I mean, maybe later on, okay. But I'm talking about smiling at him. In a study done by some of those wacky scientists, I don't know which school this one was at, but they discovered that women get 400%, that's right, four times more interest from men if she just makes eye contact and smiles at him. Okay, big important thing there. And she has to smile at him. Intuitively, this makes sense, but it makes even more sense if you know how guys work on the inside. Your eye contact is important because it gets him aware, but the smile says, come on over, I don't bite. I won't reject you in front of anyone here, and you're safe. Women don't realize it, but nearly every man carries a deep emotional scar from a time when he went to talk to a woman, and she did one of the following. She laughed at him. Really, this actually happens. Women will laugh at a guy, or they'll outright reject him, or she makes a comment that was not only impolite, it was downright abusive. Or she said no to him in a way that made him feel trashed. And you know what? Even if the rejection he still feels wasn't that bad, it still felt pretty bad to him, okay? It makes him totally feel trashed about himself. Most guys just put on some really bristly emotional armor to protect themselves from ever getting hurt like that again. When it happens to you a few too many times, most men pull away from the game a little bit. They don't develop a resiliency. They actually end up being a little bit more sensitive to it. Because if it happens badly like that, it can hurt a guy deeply. Even the guys that are complete jerks don't really want to be that way, all right? It's usually that was a defense mechanism they created to keep him from feeling that pain again. All right, force him to pay attention to you. Tip number 4, work your body. Yes, he's going to be looking you over from head to toe. Sorry, ladies, if you're a woman on this planet that hasn't gotten used to this fact that men look at you and sexually evaluate you, you might want to stop and consider some introspection about why this still bothers you. Right? You may have developed a certain amount of indignance over it, and there's something emotionally connected to it. Because if you were to walk outside and it's raining outside and you start throwing your fist at the heavens and screaming, why must you drop water from the sky? I don't understand. I can't believe this. People would look at you like you're crazy. Like, what? You haven't gotten used to the fact that water falls from the sky in the form of rain? Guess what? The same thing is true about dating and men's attention. It's going to happen. It's a fact of life, just as much as rain is a fact of life. All right, and you have to just get over it and admit, hey, it's gonna happen. Now, how can I frame it in a way that empowers me and makes this situation something that I can have an effect on, that I can design to my own specifications, right? To my own needs and desires and his in a way, right? I mean, if you get a chance, watch some of the videos of classy women from older movies. You know these ladies, right? Marilyn Monroe and Elizabeth Taylor. Look at how these women work their body language to communicate femininity. They know it, right? They just do it. That's where this tip is going, by the way. When I say work your body, we're talking about body language. The way these women walked, their mannerisms, the way they talk, the way they carry themselves, the way they communicate their feminine confidence with their words and their actions, it's all part of the same presentation. And you couldn't ask for a better way to discover the art of sexy. And it's all out there on the internet. Just go watch some of these videos or clips of them on YouTube or in your Netflix. They're just out there waiting for you to find them and discover how these women did what they did. They were truly amazing. Take a class in dance. Take a class in acting or improv. You'll learn how to reconnect with your body. Because it's another thing I'm noticing is that many women are not very comfortable in their bodies anymore. I guess it's the body image thing, and we won't go political there. Don't worry, I'll let that go for now. We'll come back around to it, but unfortunately, magazines and the media have really distorted the impression that we have about what a woman's body should look like. And unfortunately, that's happened, but we can still bounce back. Learn how to become comfortable in your body. Learn how to reconnect with your body in a way that will ground your confidence and make you feel amazing. You'll radiate a warm glow that he'll want to get closer to. Get him interested in you. Tip number 5, flirt freaking endlessly. Flirt all the time. The single best thing you can do for your value in the sexual marketplace is to learn how to flirt with men effectively, warmly. Flirting is an art, but it's one of the easiest arts to learn. All it takes is a bit of patience and the willingness to let go of your inhibitions, all right? It's really about learning to be a friendlier, less guarded person, which is something I think we could all stand to work on, don't you think? Even I could. I'm sometimes a little bit standoffish, I admit it. It happens. A lot of women encounter one weeny dude who comes on to her, and then she proceeds to change her attitude to shut down men by default. all men, right? One bad apple, and she goes from fun and bubbly to snarky and cold. Men simply gravitate to flirtiness. We love flirty girls because they feel safe to us. We're not going to get rejected. We can play around with the energy. We don't even have to get anywhere with you. We just want to have that sexual interplay that feels so deliciously, invigoratingly fun. All right? When a woman knows how to flirt, it's one of the biggest turn-ons for a guy. Even if it leads nowhere, we are very happy to simply sit around and play with that flirty energy. I don't have the space here to explain all the subtleties of flirting, but I do have a great report on what it takes to make a man feel attracted to you and flirt with you. Do you know what the romantic reflex is in a man? Do you know how to trigger it? Do you know how to make him want you to sweep you off your feet, to have the kind of true romance that movies try to capture, that great novels and historical romances try to capture? If you don't think it's possible, I encourage you to think again. The romantic reflex is there, and it's in him, and he's waiting for you to trigger it. If you want to find out what it is, go read my report. It's over at datingadviceguru.com/true romance. It's datingadviceguru.com/true romance, T-R-U-E, romance, all one word. And this is Carlos Cavallo. It has been great talking to you about this subject. As you can tell, I'm a little passionate about it, and I hope to be letting out more of my passion in the coming weeks. I hope you feel that passion and you let that into you. Let it fill you up. Let it bring out your inner radiance, your inner goddess, so that you can get the kind of love you truly desire. And I want to show you that secret password to get into his heart. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com/true romance. I'll be talking again next time. As always, live and love with passion.